A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. We're going to do something a bit different today. We love talking about startups. And for full disclosure, I have known my guest for quite some time. His name is Roger Sanders. He is the person behind something called the Two-Lane Rambler. Think of it as day trips on a motorcycle, but he gets to write about it and has created a business. Roger, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are joining us from the great state of Illinois.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be here visiting with you today.
You know, this is, and I'm not sure how I caught it. Maybe you sent me, I think you did. You sent an email and you said, hey, if you're thinking about, you know, somehow we've connected over the past 10 years, but you and I have known each other for 20. And, you know, if you want to follow along with Two-Lane Rambler, here's the link. And I did, and I'm impressed. So let's talk about it. What is this thing?
Okay. Okay. Well, it's fun. That's what it is. It's all about fun. And several years ago, I started traveling, probably a decade ago, started traveling pretty extensively on my motorcycle. And I do travel by car a lot, too. This is not a motorcycle thing specifically. But I started taking trips. And I believe the first one probably was a Rolling Thunder trip, if you're familiar with the motorcyclists going to DC on Memorial Day. And I think I went about 10 years ago, and there's 500,000 or more motorcyclists there. So that was my first real out of the county motorcycle trip. And it was a 5-day trip, but I wrote about it. You know, I had just gotten into Facebook at that time. And so I started putting little posts on Facebook, and I kind of had to learn not to get too lengthy. You know, it is Facebook, and they want to hear a little, but not a lot.
Right.
And so that's where it all began. And then each year I started making a couple of annual trips with a couple of motorcycle groups that I'm involved with. And I would write about those. And so it just, the idea began to take form. Well, boy, this, I wonder if I could do this for real sometime. And it took me a long time to get here, but it also gave me time to work with a formula and kind of come up with an idea of how are we going to be different from the other top 100 travel blogs, if you were to put that in the internet. Most of those have a niche. And so we had to find our niche. And what it is discovering rural America. Now, in my career, which has been corporately in agriculture for the better part of 40 years, I've traveled Illinois, Iowa, the Midwest extensively, and the whole country to some degree. But I'm always talking to farmers or agriculture-related people, and I'm in small towns. And so I went in and out of so many small towns, and I thought, well, there's something special in each town. I sure wish I had time to go take a look at it and maybe even write about it, you know. And that's what kind of was the genesis of this thing, was the desire to do that. So kind of our subtitle is Discovering Rural America. The Two-Lane Rambler is the fact that I don't care to get off the two lanes. I don't drive very fast. I like to cruise at about 50 to 60 miles an hour so I can jump on the brakes and pull in if I see a roadside something that I, you know, the world's largest ball of twine or whatever. So I can pull in real quick and see that. And so that's kind of the reason. The Rambler is a couple things. That's the way I talk, the way I write, but it's also, it's also the way I travel. A lot of times my wife and I would just point the car and we're going down the road and, you know, tell me if you see something you want to stop and visit. And that's kind of what we've done. So now we're going to share that. I've got really good feedback from the Facebook entries I made. Really, really good. And that really kind of made me think maybe I had something positive to add.
His
so
name
that's
is,
kind of the, how it started.
His name is Roger Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Two-Lane Rambler. And this is a startup that is, you know, really day trips or two-day trips from his home in the middle of Illinois. We don't necessarily call that Southern Illinois yet, Roger. You don't get south until you get south of Marion, and then you're
absolutely
in Southern.
Absolutely.
Part of the part of the state of Iowa, by the way, that is more like Kentucky than what it is Illinois. And so you are doing this in a really professional manner. And what you're not telling the rest of the audience is that you have a background in writing as well. And so you're taking your two loves, wandering the countryside, learning about stuff, and then writing about it. And ladies and gentlemen, we will have, of course, links to his website up on our radio blog so you can see. So you're doing writing and you're doing photographs and all kinds of things to draw attention to the road less traveled. Would that be accurate?
That's very accurate. And I started writing in high school for a local paper. And when I left the little town that I grew up in, I was going to be a globe-trotting journalist, a foreign correspondent. And that was my goal. That's where I was headed. It didn't work out. The Uncle Sam sent me to Vietnam and helped me get rid of the desire to cover banana wars all over the country. And so I settled into agriculture, which was one of my majors in college, and had a very, very fun and interesting career in sales, marketing, district management, and then with Successful Farming and the publication end of it, and with Heartland at Fort Dodge. And so along the way, I went from regular selling and management to bringing the journalistic interest back in and getting involved in publishing. And then in retirement, I retired several years ago, and I've never quit working, though since then, by choice.
Good man.
And I started working back for that same local newspaper that I wrote for when I was a 16-year-old kid, and I started covering sports. They ran into a spot where they needed somebody, and they were friends of mine, and I said, okay, I'll fill in for a while. And so for 2 years or 2.5 years, I started kind of really full time and really worked on their sports section, and actually made it the last 2 years. I'll brag a little bit here. In the Illinois Press Association, they deem my column as very worthy, and also my sports section as a whole. So we have won awards in both of the last two Nice. Years from that group. And so it's just all kind of fueled my interest again to get back into writing. And then I've told them, I said, I've got to slow down. I want to go travel. And then that's what kind of led to this other.
Got it.
Let's go ahead and formalize this. Now, how I got back in touch with you, Michael, we did a kind of a soft rollout, I guess you would call it, early in June. We finally went live. We'd worked on it for several months. And so we threw the switch. And we made an effort to everybody on my Facebook list, which is several hundred. And then was my my mailing list, you know, my contact list. And that was another 1,000 or 1,500. And that's when you got notified of it. And I'd accumulated a lot of names over the last 20 years. And I just sent them a touch and said, hey, look, if you like it, fine. And if you don't, it's okay. And so that's began to build our numbers. And, of course, we track that with the Google data. And we you know, can see the numbers growing incrementally. At the same time, we put a small sampling of the product on. We started with just 3 road trips in this Southern Illinois area, and we'll put weekly additions to that, actually probably 2 or 3 in most weeks, about midweek. We'll send an email to those who subscribe. There's no cost to any of this. We'll send you an email to let you know that something new is appearing. So you should be getting probably a touch from me about every week on a new subject. So initially, we want to focus on Southern Illinois just because it's close, and we'd like to pretty much have the southern half of the state completed this year. But at the same time, I take other regional and national trips, and so those will be interspersed in there also, and that's kind of the formula we're starting. Then we'll branch from this point out. At this point, I'm doing all the writing. I'm doing all the picture taking, not to say that someday we might not allow somebody else's work on our site, but for now, we want to really control the quality of what we're doing. So each story has from 10 to 15 interesting stops in it. And the surprising thing is there's so much that people are unaware of. The first story I was going to write was a day trip from St. Louis north up to a kind of a resort town called Grafton on the river. And I thought, well, I'll do a day trip. Well, that day trip has turned into 5 day trip stories. Huh. Because there's that much stuff along the way. And I find that everywhere I go. I went to my neighboring county last week for 2 or 3 days. And, you know, there were people that would say, well, nothing ever happens in that county. And I've got two full days and trying not to make it three, but trying to do two full day trips going there. So in the mix, Michael, we try to give them like that 10 or 12 things. We try to include something for everybody in the family. So there may be a sit down museum with a film. Okay, a historical thing. But then there also may be a water park, or there may also be a minor league baseball stadium, or there might be shopping. So we just look for the most interesting things that we think would make somebody get off the interstate, if it happens to be an interstate, and go into town.
His name is Roger Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, and he does ramble, doesn't he? Ask him
a
question.
I told you. I warned you.
You know, yeah, you did. You remind me so much of President Biden. You ask him a question that he can answer in about 4 minutes, and he takes 15. His name is Roger. His name is Roger Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Two-Lane Rambler. This is a brand-new startup talking about places to go see off the beaten path on those two-lane roads. One of the things I think, Roger, that's very intriguing about this is that individuals can take these trips if they wish, visit these places should they wish, or no matter where they are on the planet, they can get a taste of what it's like in rural America simply by following along with your blog and learning new things about these treasures that are hidden all over. All over the United States. And so I think that this serves two different things. One, the opportunity to get tourism involved in rural places, which is, by the way, the lifeblood of many of these small towns. And number two is just engaging people all over the world about what can happen in rural America. So I think you've got several audiences here, sir.
I think you're right, and you hit it. You're spot on. I find all these things curious and interesting, and if I do, I think that other people will too, and I know my readers will, and once they get used to my style, then maybe that will even attract them a little bit too. But as in my sports columns, you know, I try to be a little bit snarky, a little bit funny, a little bit historical. And, you know, I know who my readership is when I write a sports column, and, you know, I know how to hit their buttons and I know what they like, and it's just fun to do. And it's same thing here. We will hone our ability to understand this audience more and more as we go along. I realize, you know, initially it's probably going to be more people, in my age group, maybe more so, that can travel or can afford to travel and do some things. But then I try to include plenty for younger members of families too. So, you know, I want to bring in the broader group and get them to appreciate rural America also.
Sure.
I love small towns. I kind of started with the rule I wouldn't do anything on any large towns at all, like St. Louis. I love St. Louis. I live close. But I will do I have in the works what we call a cloverleaf trip. And that would be 4 day trips out of St. Louis. But I really won't write about St. Louis at all. We'll base there, and then we'll go north along the Mississippi River. And there's certainly history there, Hannibal and Mark Twain. And then if you go south, you got the original French connection, the French government going down the Mississippi to the south. You go west and you have the Missouri River, you have the German heritage, the wineries. And then if you come east into Illinois, you've got the Cahokia Indians, you've got old Route 40, the original National Trail, you've got Route 66. And so there's 4 distinct trips out of one location, and yet I really am not going to talk about the museums in downtown St.
Right.
Louis.
So well, there's a lot of that already going on. Not many people are taking the tack that you are of discovering these unique things that are in rural America. His name is Roger Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Two-Lane Rambler. We will have links to his website on the radio blog. Okay, because this is a business news program, we have to ask you about the business side of this. I understand, you know, you're retired. You've been in the corporate world for some time. And as you travel the road on your Honda 750 with a sidecar, by the way,
yes.
You know, that takes gas. You know, there's some lodging, some eating. There's some all kinds of little costs. There's setting up a website and maintaining it and having people involved. So you got to make a little money off of this thing. What are you going to do? How are you doing that?
Well, it's pretty common amongst blogs to have sponsors, have affiliations. There are larger companies that if you have enough traffic, they certainly want to place ads on your site, and then they just cut you a check for the appropriate amount. But you need volume, you know, and the key is to have a good product, get people to the site, and then those things will kind of grow. So our plan was to focus on product first, and I assembled a team actually way more competent than what you would think you would have. I kind of called my daughter, who with a corporate marketing background, and I happened to have a nephew that just sold out an ad agency that he was involved in, a video production company. So they're saying that you'll see more video down the road. Well, we'll be doing much more video. You know, I've got people who have worked at the corporate level, and I happened to catch them at a point where they were taking a breath or between projects themselves. And they said, yeah, you know, we'd be glad to jump in and help on this. Now, they aren't cost free. You know, they do like money too. And I insist on paying them. So we've reached agreements on that. And but part of our planning has been, okay, at what point do we sit down and really do the monetization of the project? And quite honestly, once we launch, that was our next meeting. We have staff meetings every 2 weeks, and we talk about whatever we need to talk about. And that's it. From this point on, monetization will be the primary thing. My web developer, he has 4 or 5 businesses of his own. He has blogs on all of them. And so he's just the perfect guy. Right. And he can tell us if we're headed down the right path or if, well, you know, you can do that, but, you know, don't chase that too much. And how do you write? How do you make this more appealing to sponsors and advertisers? And so I've had to learn to write a little bit differently in that regard, with that in mind, you know.
Sure.
And of course, we're connecting to everybody we can. You know, we're linking to everyone, people we write about, of course. So it's kind of a joint effort. It'll grow. There's no question that it will make money.
Absolutely.
No question at all.
You know, one of the things that we've founded, we've been doing the NewsHour now for years. And one of the interesting things is that when we do an interview, such as what we're doing with you, Roger, and then we share that, and then our guest also shares those things across many social media platforms, you can tell, because it exponentially grows in numbers, and it's a way for people to amplify their message. Roger Sanders is the Two Lane Rambler, the travel blog. And I think it's a great idea. And I would be surprised if the Illinois and Iowa and Minnesota and Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana travel folks wouldn't get behind something like this, because I think you're onto something that could be not only great fun, but also a nice startup business. So congratulations to you, my friend. All the very best.
Well, I appreciate that. And let me just make one closing comment, if I could, Michael. The reason we chose a blog over going just Facebook, which I had been doing in the past, the blog gives people a chance to participate.
Yep.
And what we really want is, when we write up a 12-point tour, we want travelers to go and do those and look at those, but we also want them to comment on something they saw and make it better. So then when somebody goes and says day trip to Marion, Illinois, they'll look that up. My stuff will be there, and then they'll see comments from people who have been there and more intensively even looked at the area, and it makes it a better trip.
Sure.
And so that's kind of the reason for the blog. Appreciate your time to talk to me this morning, and of course we'll be promoting the fact that we were talking to you this morning, so we'll both hopefully benefit a little bit from that.
That's what this is all about, you know, these startup opportunities. Roger Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Two Lane Rambler. Thanks so much for spending time with me.
Thank you, Michael.
That is the voice of Roger Sanders, the Two Lane Rambler. And yes, we do have links to his webpage on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for today's edition. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Roger Sanders, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.